Well, if you've been getting itchy for NHL hockey, you're not alone. The Oilers have been waiting around for a week, and finally the time has arrived. Edmonton, Winnipeg, potential first-round opponents getting after it in Game 43 of the regular season for the Edmonton Oilers. Good evening, everyone. I'm your man, Jack Michaels. Bob Stauffer to my immediate right in our Napa Auto Parts broadcast booth. The Edmonton Oilers 25-15-2, a 5-0 loss to Calgary last Saturday. Winnipeg 27-14-3, and they're playing their fourth game in six nights with a gaudy record, but they could be fatigued. Off the draw doesn't show it, as Mason Appleton with a little wrister along the ice, and Mike Smith will put it away, and the energized Oilers go right after it. Nurse and Lowry engage right off the hop. Here's Scheifele barreling his way through the neutral zone, pulls up, dishes high slot, Pullman shot, save Mike Smith. Puljujärvi, and here come the Oilers on the counter, and McDavid might have a step on Pionk. Twists it back, and Forbert able to pick it off. Now it's Appleton, guides it to the point. Pullman a shot, save Smith. Rebound, McDavid able to battle, pick it up, find Draisaitl, and now Puljujärvi one-on-one with Morrissey back. Heads out wide, a shot on net, a save made by Hellebuck. So the teams trade chances, and the Jets are able to chip it back to center. However, I'd suggest Lowry had the best chance on that chip.
No question.
Here's Nurse dancing through the middle. Two bouncer, and Hellebuck smartly fields it as what a shortstop. And now you've got Pullman and Nurse jousting one another right in front of the Winnipeg net. Kyler Yamamoto finds the puck for the Oilers and then gets it back from Cahoon. He's in, shoots, and that just missed. Glove side, and Yamamoto unable to hit the net. Big chance there, Bob.
Yep.
Connor, right side, bouncing puck, corralled by Cahoon. A beautiful dish a second time. Yamamoto breakaway to the net. Wrist shot denied. What a save. Hellebuck got it with the left skate. Twice Cahoon. Brilliant feeds for Kyler Yamamoto. And twice the Oilers come away with nothing. Skating into it is Ehlers heading for the net. Wrist shot save made by Mike Smith against Nick Ehlers, who's got 5 goals, 9 points in his last six. And he's been very good head-to-head against Edmonton. Oh, a steal on Stanley. Breakaway chase on. Backhander. Save made by Connor Hellebuck. Side of the net. Throw it in front. And fired wide by Shore. Pass into the skates of McDavid. Somehow he stayed on his feet, grabbed the puck, and came over the line with the Yamamoto right by him. Behind the net, Scheifele brushes it along. Left side, Pierre-Luc Dubois turned it right back over to Ethan Bear.
Great play by Bear.
And Bear with the steal, he'll take it in. Right wing slap shot, a save made by Connor Hellebuck. Kicked it back to Nurse. Gets it right back. Nurse high slot. Moves it, McDavid left circle. Nurse steps into a one-timer, and that was blocked in front by Lewis. Thompson was able to win a puck battle and shovel it down the ice. And the Oilers' power play dips inside 15 seconds. 1 minute, 20 seconds remaining in the period. Still no score, and the Oilers don't have a shot on this power play. Puljujärvi moves it for Ethan Bear, heading for the net. Pionk closes out quickly. Puljujärvi to Nurse. Draisaitl. One touch across. McDavid a shot. And that was blocked. And Pionk found the puck and skates up to Thompson. With a minute to go in the period, Kopp is fresh out of the box. Walks in. Shoots. And a save made. Mike Smith. Rebound Puljujärvi. Bumped it free for Draisaitl. Looks up ice. Feathers one ahead for Nurse. Then back to Draisaitl. Heading for the net. Wrist shot save. Hellebuck. Off target. Picked off by Dominic Cahoon. Right wing lead for Yamamoto. Back to Cahoon. Wrist shot save. Rebound, and Haas couldn't finish. It's Chason to the point. Barry fired it across. McDavid. Barry. One-timer. Draisaitl off the post. Rebound. Grabbing it. Forbert, but he didn't clear. Yamamoto. Barry. McDavid left circle. Curls it back. Tyson Barry. One-timer. Draisaitl on that one wide. Dropped up the right-hand side. Dubois did not get it out. And a little floater thrown up there by Nurse is caught cleanly by Connor Hellebuck. Here's McDavid. Wandering in. Behind the net. Trying to center one-timer. Draisaitl on a right skate save made by Hellebuck. Rebound Barry. Moves it to McDavid left circle. One-timer Barry. Score! May have been tipped in front. Barry teed it up. And the Oilers finally break through on the power play 12 minutes into this second period. Morrissey, little give and go. One-timer Morrissey saves Smith. Rebound on the doorstep. Dubois can't score. And neither could Connor. Barry actually disrupted both players by going down. It's Nurse who will lead a breakout shorthanded with Yamamoto. Nurse waiting. Drag move and tried to center in Hellebuck with an alert poke check. There was a late trailer, Devin Shore. But now Winnipeg, two 2-on-1. Scheifele's in, a shot and a save, Mike Smith. The exact kind of stop Smith has been giving the Oilers all year long. Here's McDavid wandering in behind the net, trying to center one-timer, Draisaitl, and a right skate save made by Hellebuck. Rebound, Barry. Moves it to McDavid, left circle. One-timer, Barry scores! Larson nudged it up the right-hand side, didn't get it out. A drive from the point, speared by Smith, and he'll hang on. Round the boards, McDavid, left corner. Tries to beat Pullman. Behind the net for Draisaitl. From the right corner, looks, kicks it back to McDavid. Again, against Pullman inside. One-timer score! Yes, a Puljujarvi! His 10th of the year, the Oilers cycle the Jets to death and take a 2-0 lead. Yamamoto helps him regain on the left half boards. Gets it back from Barry. Barry high slot. Draisaitl right circle. Chase on the net, front presence. One-timer score! Chase on that one, I believe, did tick off Alex Chase on. His 7th of the year likely puts this game away. 3-0. Draisaitl, a sensational steal on Scheifele. Creates for McDavid. Beautiful move. Backhander just wide. Morrissey, Stastny, and now Connor coming off the right app boards. But Russell hasn't left his post. Archibald will challenge. Connor, snapshot deflected. Save made by Mike Smith. Nurse and Larson are back defensively. Nurse holds his line. Back to center. 30 seconds to go. Stanley over to Tucker Pullman. Gets it right back from Logan Stanley, who wrists it down deep. Smith tried to stop that puck's momentum. It ended up in Nurse's feet, tossed up the left-hand side, and now we've got a penalty coming. Shore was reeled in, and I think we've got one final penalty coming against Winnipeg.
It's your guy.
And Nate Thompson is screaming at the referee, "You're calling that now." Well, with 16 seconds to go.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And I think that's a tough call on Nate Thompson, who's playing game number 800. I don't even know what he did there, Jack, to be honest with you. Not in that situation. I guess he's saying that he interfered with the Edmonton Oilers' Devin Shore here, but I think you'll see the Oilers just put the second power play on the ice here, if they even do that.
Win a face-off, melt some clock, and go home for two against Montreal. Off the face-off, Logan Stanley in the corner. Chips it ahead for Andrew Kopp, and Mike Smith is going to pick up his 42nd career National Hockey League shutout. Caleb Jones will melt off the remaining time, and that's all she wrote. 26 saves for Mike Smith, who for the third time this year goes head-to-head against the Vezina winner, who played reasonably well tonight, and outplays him. Mike Smith and the Edmonton Oilers win this game 3-0.
Jack, was this top three win of the season for Edmonton, do you think?
I think it goes right back to the last Winnipeg victory, which was on home ice, they trailed 2-0.
And they came back and won 4-2.
Correct.
But in this one, they didn't give up much. I mean, they probably outchanced the Jets conservatively 12 or 13 to 4 or 5 in this game.
All the chances for both teams were basically in the first period.
Yeah.
And then the Oilers, you said, got on the power play and were able to break the game open.
Yeah, there's no question. Great road win for the Edmonton Oilers tonight.